This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
All right, it's a gang of one. One this week. Why? Well, people had some stuff come up. Jason needed to stay home and take care of his wife. Kareem made a point that it's better with three people, which I can't disagree with that, but hey, I wanted to make sure that we had new shows, so maybe a little shorter than normal, who knows, but there's a lot of nonsense that just cannot slide and some things that just wanted to talk to y'all about, so we've got some stuff to chat about today. We'll touch briefly on the Kings trading DeMarcus Cousins, also a peeping Tom in Utah, and more speak out in small town news. All of those things coming up. First of all, Valentine's Day. Didn't really do a lot for Valentine's Day. We did have dinner reservations and did not end up going out because Leslie was a little bit tired, and the next morning she had an early flight to Seattle. So we didn't do anything for Valentine's Day, but for my birthday, which was this past weekend, Leslie flew me up to Seattle. She was doing some work, but she had the weekend off, so I was able to go up and spend a few days in the Emerald City, or just outside of it. So that was really nice. Some of the fun things that we did, we went to the Museum of Pop Culture, which is right next to the Space Needle. Very cool. Movie displays, some music stuff. A couple of the music things were Jimi Hendrix on the Road, and there was a Nirvana exhibit there. So some very cool Seattle stuff, and there were some movie exhibits, fantasy, horror, whatever else. And we actually got memberships. We are members of the Museum of Pop Culture right now. So if we find ourselves back in Seattle over the next year, we get to go into the museum again for free. So who knows? Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but it was totally worth it. Seattle, yes, it was rainy as expected, although I did get one really nice day from mid-morning on, and I met up with a buddy of mine, and he sort of gave me the insider's tour drive around of Seattle, which was really cool because it's the stuff that you don't get if you go on, like, the tour guidey thing. But we did go, the one quote-unquote touristy thing we did is we went up to the park that overlooks downtown Seattle. And if you've seen any photos of Seattle, you've probably seen a photo from here, because you not only get to see the Space Needle and downtown, if the weather is clear, and the weather was clear the day that I was there, you could see, as locals say, the mountain was out. And what they mean was you could see Mount Rainier because the weather was just so clear. So it was nice enough to get to see that. Got to see some really amazingly large things like the Boeing plant a little bit north of Seattle. Didn't do the tour, but got to see just how big the building was. And yeah, just got a tour around the whole greater Seattle area. It was a lot of fun. And then on my birthday proper, because it was raining and it was the day I was coming back, we ended up going to see a couple of movies. Went to see 50 Shades Darker with Leslie. That's one she wanted to see. So we started with that, and I have not read the books, so it was a lot of, I want to call her Dakota Fanning, it's Dakota Johnson. There was a lot of Dakota Johnson's nipples in this movie. If you're a fan of her nipples, then run, don't walk, to see 50 Shades Darker. Apparently, though, it doesn't necessarily hold fast to the book, so you might be disappointed at that. It's hard to say. But the second movie we saw was John Wick Chapter 2, which was, if you've seen the first John Wick film, it's a lot more of that. If you're a fan of someone getting shot in the knee and then again in the head, again, run, don't walk to see John Wick, because it totally delivers on that. But it's exactly what it promises to be, an all-out action film. Keanu is at his most Keanu, so I recommend it highly if you enjoyed the first John Wick movie. And then, the flood. The only thing that's weirder than the weather with all the rain in Seattle is how much it rained here in Northern California. Just absolute craziness. And with it comes terrible, terrible flying weather. And coming back from Seattle on Sunday night, the weather wasn't too bad for a good portion of it. On the way up to Seattle, it was bumpy most of the way. On the way back, and there's a little tracker where you can kind of see where you were, or I was on Southwest. And basically, once I hit California, the weather started to pick up. And they didn't really say much of anything in terms of, oh, everybody stay in your seat or anything like that. They were still doing, like, normal stuff. But at a certain point in the flight, if you've ever been riding in a kind of an older car that is kind of loose in places, you know what I mean? And you're going down the road and you just feel like, maybe I'm going a little too fast. I feel a little bit out of control. That's kind of what it felt like coming back into Sacramento. And when we hit the ground pretty hard. And one of the things they did was, I've never had this actually happen on the flight. They told everybody to hold on to their trash and just stuff it in the seat back pocket because they were not coming around again to pick it up. So it was a little bit bumpy, but made it back in one piece, and had a pretty decent weekend in Seattle. Meantime, if you were in Israel, you might want to take your significant other to Burger King. Why? Well, they had a very special deal.
But Burger King Israel is taking a more adult spin on the mini meals. The fast food conglomerate will offer adults meals on Valentine's Day that will include a romantic themed toy mint only for those 18 and older. Inside the boxes will be the usual food, but for two Whoppers, two French fries, two beers and a romantic adult toy. The commercial shows a kid's meal, then says, kids have got their kid's meal. But what about grown-ups? Adults? Shouldn't they have their own meal too?
What about grown-ups? That's on YouTube, by the way. It says Burger King advertises adult meal for Valentine's Day. That's clearly a computer reading the Burger King ad and what it says. So basically, on Valentine's Day, after 6 p.m., Burger King in Tel Aviv was offering an adult meal for the holiday, giving people a chance to make the last-minute stop for both a burger and sex toys before heading home for a candlelit burger night.
Kids meal? That's for kids. Burger King presents the adult's meal with an adult toy inside. Only on Valentine's Day and only from 6 p.m. Burger King.
You know, I know people in other countries are more pragmatic than we are in the U.S. I don't know that bringing your lady to Burger King is going to get her in a mood where she's going to want to use a sex toy with you. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe plenty of ladies all over the place would be totally down for that. I just don't know that that's really the case in terms of what you would get if you were to do that in the U.S. So, meanwhile, a dispute over whether a planned threesome would expand into a foursome resulted in a series of arrests at a New York State casino. Oh, no. Police say that a married Massachusetts couple arranged to have a threesome with an upstate New York woman that they met at Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady. Ooh, Schenectady. But the menage a trois plan came apart when the woman began bickering inside Duke's Chop House, a restaurant just off the casino gaming floor. The quarrel, cops say, occurred when one of three suspects suggested adding a fourth party to their planned sexual encounter. A police spokesperson did not know who floated the foursome idea or whether the proposed additional party was male or female. The dispute then turned physical when Judy Maxwell, who's 21, allegedly threw a drinking glass while arguing with Elizabeth Ariza, who's 49, so quite a little age difference. When cops arrived to break up the melee, Ariza struggled with officers and refused to get up from the floor after being handcuffed. When she was subsequently brought to her feet, her husband, Dimitri Hoof, who's 62, allegedly stood in the way of officers as they were attempting to escort his wife out of the casino. Now, the two ladies, the one from Massachusetts and the other one from Troy, New York, which is local, were charged with disorderly conduct. They were charged with obstruction of a governmental official. The $330 million Rivers Casino and Resort opened only on February 8th, so it's new. No wonder I didn't recognize it. Along with a 165-room hotel, the development, which is along the Mohawk River, features 1,142 slot machines on a 50,000-square-foot gaming floor. So if you're ever in Schenectady, trust me, there's probably not much better to do than that. Meanwhile, in Utah, a mother of six and her boyfriend are facing voyeurism charges for allegedly using a drone to peep into the bedrooms and bathrooms of several victims. Cops in Orem began investigating the peeping after a witness spotted a drone hovering outside his bathroom window back in early December. The witness seized the drone when it touched down in a nearby church parking lot. Oh my. And then turned it over to the cops. When they examined the drone, the witnesses discovered multiple videos recording individuals inside their residences through windows. Some of the recordings were multiple stories high in apartment complexes. That's according to a search warrant. The drone's SD card also contained footage recording near windows outside of residences with no one recorded. So inside, the house was empty. As reported by the news, the footage also included images of the man flying the drone and what appeared to be the operator's pickup truck. Now, police reviewed it. It's a $1,200 quadcopter. They led to the identity of the vehicle and then its registered owner, Aaron Foote, who's 39. According to police and court records, his rap sheet includes a 2008 conviction for a voyeurism incident at a Utah tanning salon. He's also been previously collared for burglary, theft, and domestic violence. Now, he and his girlfriend, Teresha Lee Norville, who's 34, were charged with misdemeanor voyeurism by electronic equipment for the peeping videos. They're scheduled to attend preliminary hearings over the next several weeks. Now, Norville, who's the mother of six children, is a licensed real estate agent. Well, according to 2016 bankruptcy court records, she was in the midst of a divorce from the father of her brood. So, oh boy, craziness going on in Utah. By the way, if you're going to be walking around naked, you might want to make sure you pull your shades.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have agreements on this week's Cool or Tool. All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Burger King, Nate. You know, I'm going to applaud Burger King for trying something different. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but I'm always a fan of a company stepping out of its comfort zone and trying something new. So cool. Up next in Cool or Tool, group outings. Nate, let's start with you. Group outings, I think they can be a lot of fun. I think your first mistake here was going to Schenectady, or really anywhere in New York's capital region, because as I've long documented, Albany is terrible, and I hate it more than anything else. So I'm going to have to go with Tool on this one, I'm sorry. And finally in Cool or Tool, Utah, Nate. Whew. This is a tough one. I've never actually been to Utah. I've flown over it many times. So my knowledge of Utah comes from various TV shows and, of course, maps. So I'm going to have to go off of this. You know, Colorado and Wyoming, they are rectangles, basically. A lot of the other states in that area have got more unique shapes. They've got, you know, whether it's a river or whatever, it's a very unique thing. Now, Utah sort of tries to be a rectangle that's up on its edge, but it's got this weird block cut out. So, I don't know. I think you're trying too hard, Utah. So, I'm going to go Tool on that. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Hey, by the way, if you're shopping Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com, then you're cool. Why? Because you're helping support the show and you're saving money. It doesn't cost you anything extra to use that tab, and it helps us out a lot. That's the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com. And thank you in advance for using that. And please, use it if you haven't. Give it a whirl, if you will. All right, as I was coming back from Seattle Sunday night, I got a text message from one of my friends. And it simply said, "The Kings have traded Boogie." And if you're not from the Sacramento area or you don't follow the NBA, you have no idea what that means. What it means is the Kings have gotten rid of their star center, DeMarcus Cousins. And DeMarcus Cousins, very talented. He's a multiple-time All-Star. He's gotten into a lot of, dust-ups, mostly on the court, some in the locker room. Very talented guy on the court. And the debate is, are the Kings going to be better if they have, they get rid of their best player, who's kind of a distraction, as they like to say. Now, there's a couple of schools of thought. Now, there's a video game, NBA 2K17, that will not allow you to make that trade. The video game just says no. That's way too lopsided and not in the Kings' favor. But, sometimes you do get, for some reason, addition by subtraction. The Mariners, for instance, traded Ken Griffey Jr., got a few players back. No huge superstars. But then the next year, they won well over 100 games. And it was the closest. It was the best Mariners team ever. It wasn't the closest they got to the World Series, but it brought them up a level. And, you know, Ken Griffey Jr., not quite the same player once he left. Still great, great player. But Kings GM Vlade Divac said that they wanted to move forward, and they felt very strongly that they weren't going in the right direction and that they had to make the trade. The details of the trade: DeMarcus Cousins and forward Omri Caspi to the New Orleans Pelicans for guards Buddy Hield, Tyreke Evans, and Langston Galloway, and the first and second round picks in the 2017 draft, which is coming up. And then, because of all the players involved, they waived veteran forward Matt Barnes, who is a Sacramento local. So it's really interesting, because a few days before that, it was all DeMarcus Cousins talking about how he wanted to play his entire career in Sacramento, and the team basically saying, "We're not trading him." And then they did. And for all of the bluster about DeMarcus Cousins being kind of a bad guy on the court and in the locker room, in the community, DeMarcus Cousins did a lot of really amazing things and did not really take credit for any of them. He didn't seek out attention for things, and he, when it was brought up, he was almost embarrassed, that it was being brought up. As I'm recording this on Tuesday, last night, there was a bit of a going away gathering, DeMarcus Cousins spoke. Carmichael Dave, who's a local radio personality here and sort of gained notoriety for going around the country on a bus trying to keep the Kings in Sacramento, posted on Twitter, "My friend got transferred to another city because of his job. He had some things to say. Rough to watch." So let's take a listen to DeMarcus Cousins talking about Sacramento. God.
My love for this city has never changed.
Love you, Boogie.
Yeah. Love you, Boogie.
My love for this city has never changed. Even though I'm gone, it'll still be the same. I'm still looking out for these kids. Every family in this city matters to me. Every soul in the city matters to me. So everything's the same. I'm just not in Kendall uniform anymore, which is okay, because, you know, the love is still here. It's still going on. Thank you, everybody.
So a bit of a loss in terms of the community. Amongst some of the things that he did was he brought a lot of attention to the Front Street Animal Shelter and it helped increase adoptions, because anytime a celebrity gets behind something like that, it increases awareness. And he was well aware of the good that he could do But he did a lot of it very quietly. There was a high school student who was murdered, and he very quietly paid for that young man's funeral and did not want any notoriety for it. So sometimes you got to separate the two, the on the court versus in the community. And, you know, I wrote on Twitter that because I do like, was it Facebook? Either way, social media. I like DeMarcus Cousins, and I know he had issues, but whether the Kings are better or not is something that we'll see. I don't know that the community of Sacramento is better without DeMarcus Cousins in it. So we'll see. He's, you know, he can very well live here in the off season if he would like to. It's kind of hot and sweaty, but you know, he's from the deep South. So he's used to it being hot and sweaty. So, we'll see what the new era brings with that. And, farewell to you, DeMarcus Cousins. Good luck in New Orleans.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
And we go to Plattsburgh, New York, the little hamlet where I attended college and then lived for several years, where the Press Republican publishes something called Speak Out. It said, have you ever noticed there are new sex offenders getting caught every day compared to repeat offenders? Let's not look so much for the ones who are already caught. Look at what could be happening behind your own door or under your own nose. Wolves are dressed in sheep's clothing. Do you have a safety plan in place for your family? Or where kids congregate, whether it be at church or at home? No child should be left alone with just one adult. An adult should be vetted. There's some truth to that. Also, a lot of paranoia. Moving forward. Significant increase in taxes. Compete with a local marina. Compete with local coffee shops. Eliminate 360 downtown parking spaces. This does not seem like a good place to open a business. You know, with all the competition. Like a real place. And finally, it's a short speak out this time. The intersection that the city wants to add a turn lane, how many accidents have occurred there? For the cost, maybe professors and students should get to class earlier. What? I know it's in vogue to completely and totally, if you're a local, not like the college community. But that person might be taking it a little too far. Just a little bit too far. And I have no idea what they're talking about. Thankfully, neither do they. So, anyway, that's going to do it for Small Town News, and that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening to me talk for 23-ish minutes. Like I said, show's a little shorter, but I'm by myself, so hey, what do you want? It's a fresh new show. Back on Friday with another new one. Let's see what's coming up on Friday. Oh, Friday we got some good stuff. We're going to talk Texas ferrets. Mm-hmm. And a place where you can get marijuana at a drive-thru. All that's coming up on the Friday episode. Until then, I leave you in the good hands of Owl City. This is Hello Seattle on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
take me above your life, carry me through the night, hold me secure in flight, sing me to sleep tonight, take me above your life, carry me through the night, hold me secure in flight, sing me to sleep tonight.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.